It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención. Class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more. That's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, cause them churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit. Yeah, that means you take a loss if you stray from the way. You get the understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's say what it say. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelitas, oye cómo explica Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Your history to learn, it's the power hour. The learning hour. Tune in to your history, you know your history. Power hour. The learning hour.
Shalom Israel, Most High Christ, bless. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I am Officer Zara.
Hey, Officer Nehemiah.
And Soldier Eric, happy Sabbath.
All
Israel.
Praises. All praises. Happy Sabbath. Right. So welcome back. We're doing part two of last week's radio show. What's the name of the title?
C-section. Murder or medicine for the black community.
C-sections. Murder or what? Medicine for the black community. And when we say black community, we also including Hispanics and the Native Americans as well, all right?
Yes, I am from the tribal Reuben. Just so I put that out there.
Okay.
He claims that he's so-called Native American.
Reubenite. Yeah, he just switched to Northern Kingdom because he's on the plus. That's all.
Nah, you know.
He tried popping off.
He already knows.
Brother, now, yeah. What? Now he bringing it over here, man.
That hair says it all.
All praises. All right, so let's get back into it. We were talking about C-sections, right? And so that's something that's plaguing a lot of our people, right? You know, a lot of women try to shoot for that. Or some women that have lack knowledge, and so the doctors even push that. So we have to make sure we tackle that. So this is something that we're about to do head on, right? We're tackling C-sections head on, right?
Right.
Do you have anything?
Not yet.
Okay, all right. Let's get the first video real quick. Just an example of what a C-section, what the procedure is, mm-hmm. so people can see it and actually know what it is. Because I don't know. I don't even know if the sisters that got together in anything, you know, especially from last week. Dealing with C-sections, talk about it. Even just ask questions, right? I'm not saying we're reaching a lot of people, but you know what I mean? But,
And by all means, feel free to put comments on the feed here.
Right. Let's go ahead and play this video real quick.
And go.
I know, right?
One cut. That's one big cut right there, especially due to fat and all that. Go ahead.
Dude.
Pushing the muscles back. Now you're like, just go ahead. Keep going. All right. So as you can see, they did five or six cuts, right? They're doing five or six cuts, and then it looked like they had like a claw to kind of pull the baby's head out, right? And so ain't no telling what damage that is doing to a baby when they do pull the claws to just get the baby out, right?
I might be mistaken, but I could have sworn there was a study done when sometimes they do the C-sections. And
hey, Osu Ravain, is your mic on?
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
There we go.
Thanks to Jesus.
All praises for IT.
What's the name of the title again?
Do the title, man. Come on, man.
C-sections, murder or medicine for the black community.
Everybody looking at us wrong. Why is he talking about C-sections? What's going on?
What I was saying is sometimes when C-sections are performed and they use that claw, they make a mistake and decapitate the baby.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hey, didn't that happen to a sister in Atlanta? Or was she giving a natural birth where they pulled a baby's head off?
Yeah, it was something
damn.
Like that.
Oh, man. I didn't see that one.
Jesus, I ain't even heard of that. Lord have mercy.
Fix it, Jesus. Fix it, Jesus. All right, so they do six cuts, right? Then you got the claw, and then you got to pull the baby out, whatever. They're doing whatever, and then they got to pull the whole uterus out. I don't know if y'all missed that or not. They pull it out, then they do some sewing and all that. So it's a lot of sewing, a lot of whole big procedure, right?
Thank you. I thought they were sewing it up and put some fringes on it. Damn. Yeah, they got fringes on the uterus? Boy, no way, boy.
Yeah, that's your brother.
With the Portable Blue. Hold on. They got the whole Portable Blue on that?
That's a niggalation.
Her womb was blessed.
Her womb was blessed. Damn. All right. This brother ain't no good. They put fringes on the uterus.
Oh, right.
And the Portable Blue.
I don't even remember what I was saying.
About how they were sewing the uterus.
Right. So they're sewing the uterus, right? And so last week when we had got done at the end, we had mentioned how this procedure, it was originally happening, you know, how they found out about it. Esau knowing how this procedure can work is when they had cut us up in slavery, our women in slavery, right?
Experiment.
I don't know if you want to speak on that.
The gynecologist. I forgot the father of gynecology. We brought this out on the show before, where they were literally using our sisters as live test subjects, and they were claiming that our sisters could withstand the pain, so they were not given any type of anesthesia, nothing, so they could experiment on them. That's how they know so much about the woman's reproductive system.
I think that's how they know about human anatomy.
Period.
Yeah, we did test.
Crash test dummies.
For sure.
Hey, give me that article. There's an article where it says the least amount of countries that has the C-section births.
Hey, before, you know how y'all was bringing out that this video about the C-section? We talking about the baby itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I also don't want us to leave out of our mind the mother as well.
Right.
Because she's getting cut on. Think about that.
Bro.
So just keep that in mind as we keep going forward in the topic.
And one more thing. Not only is she getting cut, a one, a two, a three.
Right, that's the point. It's like I said, you want to have more babies. They usually, what happens, they say you got to keep continuing to get C-sections.
Hey.
So you got to keep opening that score,
right.
opening that score.
Because once you have one, they don't let you have a natural birth after that.
I don't think so either.
If anybody was wondering how old Officer King Ravain is, he just showed you by how he just counted.
That was that Al from the Tootsie Roll commercial.
From the Tootsie Roll commercial. If you know, you know.
Yeah, you shooting them today, bro. Boy, have you lost
it. Go to that article for me. Not this one. We're going to come back to this one. This one, yeah. Read this for me.
Trends.
Okay. He's reading the article, the title.
Trends and projections of cesarean section rates, global and regional estimates. Abstract. Background the cesarean section. The cesarean section rate continues to increase across high
income, middle income, and low income countries. We present current global and regional CS rates trends since 1990 and projections for 2030.
So this is a common theme among high income, middle income, low income countries, right? And so let's think about it, right? High income countries are mostly those with ESOL, right? Which is a so-called white man, right? And then low income countries are usually Native American, I mean,
Africa, Mexico,
Northern Kingdom, right? Yes. So those are, so it's spread across the board, right? Amongst many countries, right? And so you think about it, like last week we were going over how doctors usually push for C-sections because they get more money incentives, right? Mm-hmm. Amongst people, right? And so unless you think if they're getting C-sections in high income countries, what's going on with that? If it's possibly that those people aren't able to do vaginal births.
Right.
Because you don't say something.
And I was going to say, remember too, they tend to stay away from people that have more medical knowledge about the female reproductive
system. Right, right. Good point.
Mm-hmm. Right. So let's let you know, too, with the high-income countries, let you know that this is something that's plaguing Esau as well. It's something that their women, they can't really do vaginal births. They have to do, what, C-sections for some odd reason.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But, you know, scroll down for me.
Yeah, Esau don't have kids like that. If you notice, they don't have a bunch of kids like we do.
Uh-huh.
And if they do, them kids be huge, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And the population of so-called black people in America have been the same since I was a kid that it is right now.
Scroll down a little
same
bit more.
Percentage.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. A little bit more.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, Austin Nehemiah, can you talk closer to the mic?
Yeah.
Wait, go back up a little bit.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
Wait, go back up. Go back down. Down. What are our new findings? Go down a little bit more.
I can't take the thing off.
Go ahead, read that for me. Let me try to find it real quick.
Our trend analysis confirms the increasing trend in all regions, although at different pace. Worldwide, 21.1% of women give birth by cesarean, while in sub-Saharan Africa, an average of 5% indicates underuse. The average of 42.8 in Latin America and in the Caribbean is suggestive of overuse.
Oh my God!
So the least the countries in the world, right? The least five countries in the world that has the least C-sections are in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Africa. You know, now go ahead.
You know why? What was that? That scripture about the birthing stool?
Egypt.
It was Exodus.
Exodus 1 or 2.
Yeah, because. I know when I used to frequent Ghana, they still use those birthing. So, like, over there,
mm-hmm.
they still have a natural birth over there, like, straight up.
Right. So it's just a common thing that they do over there, right?
Right.
And
right.
so they probably like C-sections. What is that?
Right. What is this?
I don't know.
Why are you gay?
Gay.
What?
Hey, pull up the picture. Pull up the picture.
Boy, have you lost your mind? Something wrong with y'all.
Hey, so it says, which countries conduct the most cesarean sections, right? Cesarean rates by country, most recent available year, right? I don't know how old this is, but as you can see, Dominican Republic, Brazil, Egypt, Turkey, Venezuela, Chile, Paraguay, Iran, Ecuador. Mexico is up there as well. So you can see most of these are Latin countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And look at where Mexico is. It's 40.7%. And the reason why I'm saying Mexico is because there's some more articles dealing with that, right? And so you ask yourself, why? How are our people dealing with this? How are women dealing with this C-sections? What's going on? Like, what's plaguing our community, right? And so let's go to that next article dealing with Mexico.
It's like multiple South American countries. On
it was right. Almost all of them. Mm-hmm.
And
got a lot of Africa in the middle. So-called Middle East.
Yeah.
I would really like to see some statistics on how many cesarean sections are conducted on single-parent households as opposed to how many are done on two-parent households.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Read this for me, if you don't mind.
C-sections in Mexico increase with obesity level and healthcare specialization.
All right. So they say it's pretty much based off of obesity, right? So I don't know if y'all ever been to a Latin country, right? When you start eating their food, especially Americans, they end up losing weight because of how healthy the food is, right? Mm-hmm. And so they're saying that it's because of obesity, but America is, the most obese country in the world,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. We throw away more food than countries eat.
Right, but we have less C-sections. I mean, yeah, less C-sections than Mexico. Something's not adding up,
right?
But keep reading.
Cesarean section, C-section procedures have increased dramatically around the world in the recent decades. Overweight and obesity rates, common risk factors for pregnancy outcomes for C-sections, are also on the rise, creating a major health issue in low and middle income countries. A new study from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign investigates how high obesity levels lead to hospital specializations that affect the frequency of C-sections in Mexico.
So they might say your blood pressure is too high probably when they're giving birth, or say something of whatever excuse they could possibly do just to get a C-section, right? Those are probably some of the things they could possibly use that push these sisters to get a C-section. Reap.
Obesity is a medical factor for C-sections. However, when we started this project, we did not believe it to be the only explanation for the high rates. Our hypothesis was that hospitals with a higher pool of obese patients become specialized in C-sections and therefore will be more likely to procedure, said study co-author Catalina Herrera Almanza, assistant professor in the Department of Agriculture and Consumer.
Jump down to the next paragraph.
The study correlates patient data from 226 public hospitals across Mexico from 2008 to 2015 with birth records that contain information on birth type, delivery, birth outcomes, and maternal characteristics. The main analysis focuses on mothers with low-risk pregnancies to eliminate obvious medical reasons for a C-section. Thus, the sample excludes women under 18 and over 35, those carrying multiple children, births under 37 weeks of gestation, and women with more than 20 prenatal visits. The researchers found that the individual probability of a woman having a C-section is correlated with high levels of the obesity measure at the hospital level, supporting the hypothesis that the doctor specialization leads to increased use of the procedure. C-section rates in Mexico doubled from 23% in 1990 to 46% in 2016, which is well beyond the World Health Organization recommended rate of 10 to 15%. At that same time...
Wait. Mm-hmm. So C-section rates in Mexico doubled from 23% in 1990s to the 46% in 2016, right?
Exactly.
I guess people got fat that quick over 25 years, right? And then it says, which is well beyond the WHO recommended rate of 10 to 15. So how do they have a recommended rate of 10 to 15? Right. What is going on? It don't make sense.
Can we get some right quick?
Yeah.
Psalms, what's that? 55 and 20? Is that what I want?
So the words are smooth as butter.
Yeah, because I don't want to forget the point. We talked about last week, and we brought out that there are financial incentives for having these C-sections. Watch this. Come on.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 55, and verse, you want 20 or 21?
21.
Verse 21.
Freedom!
The words of his mouth were smoother than butter.
Go ahead, because they'll be like, oh, you got high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
The baby's, the umbilical cord is wrapped around the baby's neck. It's going to be a breech baby. These are all the fear tactics, because you got to think about something. When somebody there are two major motivations in life: to increase pleasure or to decrease pain. And when you are dealing with pain, a lot of that is fear, right? So when you are dealing with fear, you want to get from a fearful state to a normal state as quickly as possible.
Sure.
So when somebody comes in and they tell you, oh, your baby's neck is wrapped around the umbilical cord, fear. C-section. Oh, your blood pressure is too high. We don't want to make the risk of you losing the baby while we're trying to do a regular birth. Fear. You see that?
Everything they say.
But look though, they're giving us these statistics about oh, the obesity rate is this, the obesity rate is that. But we know that they get a financial kickback for the cesarean sections that they do.
Right.
Read that again.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 55 and verse 21. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter.
Mm-hmm.
But war.
But what?
But war.
But what?
But war was in his heart.
The Satan has made war against the saints. We read, we saw on the diagram a little while ago that predominantly Hispanic countries were on the list of the most C-sections in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it.
Finish that script.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
His words were softer than oil.
Uh-huh.
Yet were they drawn swords.
Right, because they'll come in there and they'll be like, listen, we just want to let you know we did some tests on your blood work and we found that your cells counts are too high, your blood pressure is too high. So what we want to do is we just want to be on the safe side. We want to do a cesarean section.
It's quick and easy.
It's quick, it's easy.
Painless.
It's painless.
Yes. Game.
But we ain't telling you about the kickback that we get.
Right.
And then when you try to say, no, I don't want to do that, they try to attack your IQ,
right, like
saying you don't know what you're talking
right.
about.
I'm the doctor.
Then they coming in with what? The paperwork. Look,
right,
look.
Right.
They went from being soft as butter mm-hmm. to now they coming in with the war tactics.
And the swords drawn.
Exactly. They got the swords drawn. Sign this paperwork. So if something happened to your baby, if your baby dies while we delivering it, it ain't on us.
Right.
It was your fault.
Right.
You
right.
see?
Right.
Fear tactics.
There you go.
Because the pen is mightier than the
sword.
There it is.
Damn.
All right.
We on C-section rate?
Yeah, I'm at the same time. Go ahead. At the same time, at least 72% of the adult population in the country is overweight or obese. Mexico has one of the highest C-section rates in Latin America, but there are huge differences across different sectors. The private sector uses C-sections very intensively, while it's used a lot less in public hospitals.
There you go, right there. It's letting you know what's going on right there.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much with the hospitals and the doctors, it's the same thing. It's the same thing most likely in all these other Hispanic countries, right?
Right.
What's going on. The private sector, these doctors are trying to get money, get paid for trying to do C-sections,
mm-hmm.
right? It's letting you know right there, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Said co-author Fernanda Marquez Padilla. Centro de Estudios Económicos, El Colegio
it,
de
next,
Mexico.
Next
bro, skip that thing.
The research team ruled out other factors driving the increases in C-sections, including maternal characteristics such as education and age, to exclude the possibility of women selecting a hospital based on specialization. The study limited the analysis to municipalities with no more than one facility. Moreover, as these are public hospitals where payment doesn't depend on procedure, there are no monetary incentives for doctors.
Stop it.
Go ahead.
The study is conducted.
No, no, no. I thought you were about to say something.
No,
as you can see right there,
mm-hmm.
the public hospitals, they don't have any monetary incentives for these doctors trying to do C-sections, right? So that's something that possibly if a sister wants to do it at a doctor, right, let me or at a hospital, right, have birth. Let's say she doesn't want to go to a doula, whatever you call it, right?
Right.
They want to do that. They probably should look at to see if are there incentives for doctors trying to do C-section.
Right.
That's part of the research that they should possibly do if they want to have it at a hospital, right?
Right.
So there's many multiple factors that women should consider, and they should do their research on what they're getting into, especially when they open their legs up and get pregnant, right?
That part.
go to the next article for me. Still dealing with Mexico. Right, right. Go ahead.
The portrayal and perceptions of cesarean sections in Mexican media Facebook pages, a mixed method study.
So they did a study pretty much on C-sections and dealing with the media in Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to see, is this a factor playing with the high rate of C-sections in Mexico, right?
Background. Mexico has one of the highest rates of cesarean sections globally at over 45%. There is limited research about social factors influencing these rates. This study explores the portrayal and perceptions of cesarean sections in Facebook media pages to better understand the socio-cultural context of childbirth in Mexico.
Hold on one second. You get 100 women that come into the hospital in a week. 45 of them get C-section.
That's
wow. Boy, have you lost your mind.
Can you continue reading, sir?
Yes.
Methods. This is a mixed method. Social media analysis using two data sources. First, to study the portrayal of cesarean section, we identified 10 Mexican media Facebook pages with the largest audiences based on number of page likes. We searched these pages for articles containing the word cesarea, Spanish for cesarean section, and post articles were eligible for inclusion if they contained the word cesarea. Second, to understand perceptions of cesarean section portrayal, we extracted comment threads of each Facebook post sharing the included articles. We performed a qualitative thematic analysis of articles and quantitative content analysis of comments.
So basically, they were looking for the quality of the comment to see like how valid it was for cesarean, and also how many times the word cesarean was actually brought up.
Right. Go ahead.
Results. We included 133 Facebook posts depicting 80 unique articles and identified three major themes.
Wait, it says we included 133 Facebook posts depicting 80 unique articles. That's a lot right there. Keep reading.
And identified three major themes. One, information about cesarean section. Two, inequality and violence against women. Three, governance failure. Cesarean section was portrayed as a life-saving procedure when medical necessary and riskier than vaginal birth with a longer recovery time and possible negative health consequences. We extracted comments from 133 Facebook posts and 6,350 comments were included. We inductively developed 20 codes to then classify comments under six major categories. One, violence and discrimination. Two, health and health services. Three, mode of birth choice. Four, disbelief at information about cesarean section. Five, abortion. And six, the government. Conclusions. We found that Facebook media did not promote cesarean sections over vaginal birth, and risks and consequences were mostly represented reliably.
Mm.
Perceptions about the portrayal of cesarean sections showed strong discontent and distrust against providers and the health system, as well as rejection of factual information about these consequences of cesarean section. We documented gross gender inequality and violence against women, highlighting the urgent need for human rights approaches to approaches to maternal health to address these inequalities and prevent harmful practices. Our study also contributes to the emerging field of social media analysis and demonstrates clear areas where social media communication can be improved.
So it sounds like to me a lot of these comments were from women that had cesarean sections, and they were given their testimony about the
experience.
Hardship and the experiences that they've gone through by having cesarean sections.
Right.
And it says there what? They don't trust the government. They don't trust the factual information or the consequences. Like this sounds like a lot of trauma right here.
Right. Right.
Think about it. Your body getting cut open. You know what I'm saying? And think about it. If you only had if you had one or not just one, two, three, four.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Every time.
Yeah, that's, man, I think where I could imagine is thinking about a brother, you know, getting cut open every single.
And you sew it up.
In the same spot.
In the same spot. There you go. Very good point. Get in the same spot. That'll wear on your body, man.
And your mind, too.
Right.
The scar tissue got to be something awful, bro.
That scar is scarring.
Think of it, it'll probably deter some sisters from wanting to have a baby.
Yeah.
Mm. And hence we get back to that. That scripture in Exodus,
right,
when they wanted to kill the male child of the Hebrew.
And that's what it goes with dealing wisely with us, right? Because
right.
We brought out an article on the last show, right, where it was like African-American lead it, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if African-Americans is leading it, right, and then they're constantly getting cut on, I'm sure that they're probably some of these statistics right here. Or these
percentages. Or most of them.
Most of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they probably like, nah, we ain't having no kids.
Now, right.
What we trying to bring up out of the nation? Saviors.
Right, yeah.
Right?
All
right.
Which means they have to come back through the birth canal.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. I'm telling you, it's Esau just, that's that crafty counsel,
yes,
man.
Sir.
All that stuff he was bringing out, he always has an agenda already in his mind. It's not to your benefit.
They think,
right.
They think 10 years, 20 years ahead.
Right.
Esau does.
Yeah.
We think 10 minutes ahead.
Exactly.
Can we
exactly.
get? Can we get that?
What you want, sir?
Psalms 64
yeah,
and
that.
6.
Yeah, we brought that out last time.
Right? We know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
So the book of Psalms, chapter 64 and verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
They search out iniquity.
So in Judith 5:19, it tells us our
let's
enemies.
Read it. Let's read it.
Yeah, let's get that. Hold that.
Yeah, I'll read Judith. You got
to read
the state of Psalms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Start over from the beginning.
It's the book of Psalms. Chapter 64 and verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
They search out iniquities.
Uh-huh.
They accomplish a diligent search.
A diligent search that goes into research. They are pulling research data across continents to give you accurate percentages on the different things that affect our lives. You got that? Well, go back to the beginning of Psalms. Watch this.
You want Psalms or Judah?
Yeah, I want Psalms first. Come on.
The same scripture?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the book of Psalms, chapter 64 and verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
They search out iniquities.
I wanted to get that. Let's get Judith.
Yes, the book of Judah, chapter 5, and let's read verse...
Is it 20?
20.
Uh-huh.
Verse 20. Now therefore, my Lord and Governor, if there be any error in this people...
If there be any iniquity in this people...
Mm-hmm. And they sin against their God...
And they have iniquity against their God...
Let us consider... That this shall be their ruin.
Read Psalms again. Come on.
They search out iniquities.
They search out the iniquities. They try to catch us in dealing with porn, dealing with unlawful foods, not celebrating the Sabbath, women the dress codes.
Holiday.
Yeah, having you've been usurping authority over men. They
right.
do. They search out all of these iniquities so they can do what? Come on, Psalms. No, I'm sorry. Back in Judith. Go ahead.
Judah chapter 5 verse 20.
Now
therefore, my Lord and Governor,
mm-hmm.
if there be any error in this people,
mm-hmm.
and they sin against their God,
come on,
let us consider that this shall be their ruin.
Guess what? These crafty counsel with these Caesarean sections, this is how they can ruin us. They're trying to slow down our birth rates. Why is it that our community has over 20 million abortions since the 1960s.
Since 1973.
Yes. They are doing their damnedest to slow down our birth rate so that we will not subdue them. Psalms.
The Israel are more and mightier than us.
Exactly.
Exactly. You in the spirit. I'm thinking right. I'm thinking about going right back there.
Come on.
Which one, Psalms?
Psalms, yes.
They search out iniquities.
Uh-huh.
They accomplish a diligent search.
Uh-huh.
Both the inward thought of every one of them
uh-huh.
and the heart is deep.
What can we do to subdue these people so they don't subdue us?
Think about it, what you're saying, officer. You in the spirit, because they can't do us like they did in Moses' time.
Right.
They can't
right.
start throwing babies in the water, right?
Right, right.
So they got to get a little bit more crafty, right?
Right.
So like you were saying, like, they got to get subtle, right?
Right.
Just like that serpent was, right?
It's the verse 4 right here.
Right. Read it.
Yep.
Verse 4 right here?
Yeah, yeah.
64 Psalms.
This is Book of Psalms, chapter 64 and verse 4. That they may shoot in secret at the perfect.
Uh-huh.
That they should shoot in secret. Because, again, as times change, laws change, they're the same, and they put these laws out there like to mask their evil, right?
Right.
Because they're trying to – what they try to push is, oh, everybody's equal.
Right.
You're good. We're your friendly neighborhood. Remember what it says? His words are smooth as butter.
And
right?
So, yeah.
We good. We ain't back in slave times.
Right.
We here to take care of you.
Right.
Right? But meanwhile, they shooting at you secretly.
Right? Uh-huh. Perfect.
Right? Read.
At the perfect.
Mm-hmm. Read it again.
That they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not.
Read.
Mm.
They encourage themselves in an evil manner.
Mm-hmm.
They commune of laying snares privily.
They lay the snares. And I heard what Officer Ruvain was saying. they lay those snares by, like you were saying, by it goes back to that those fear tactics.
Yes.
What they do is they'll come in the room and they, hey, you know, your obese rate is just so high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm so worried about you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I want to make sure that you deliver this baby so
mm-hmm.
you and the baby will be safe. Right. So let we could just do a small incision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and,
right.
and it ain't
painless.
No smallest.
It's painless. You right. don't feel anything.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Just running game.
That's what I'm telling you. That's the devil the Bible speaks.
That's right.
One more thing, too. Let's just say that obesity is really a reason, right?
Right.
Why are our people more obese now? Because this is dealing with these snares, these private snares, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that they have chemical ingredients in foods now that make you more addictive to the food.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We know that you spend less time with your children, so you give them little snacks and little Debbie cakes and stuff.
McDonald's.
You know what I'm saying? So you're obese. They're following after you, and it's
mm-hmm.
now, look, it's a cycle. So now when your daughter grow up, C-section.
Right.
And when that baby come out, C-section. It's still part of the same council.
Agenda.
Right, but can we get were you done on that, officer?
No, go ahead.
Verse 8. I want to show you something, though. This is the thing. Read.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
So they shall make their own tongue.
Start at 7, man. Just sound good. Start at 7.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Verse 7. But God shall shoot at them with an arrow.
What does that mean? That means that at the end of the day, all the stuff that they're doing to the children of Israel is only going to fall back on their head because we're God's children,
right.
And the promises belong to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we win. Go ahead.
Suddenly
mm-hmm.
shall they be wounded.
Go ahead.
So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves.
Right.
All that see them shall flee away.
They are telling on themselves. Here's the thing. What does it say in Revelation 1 and 3? Blesses he that readeth.
Right.
Listen. In the 1700s and 1800s, they were writing books showing that we were the children of Israel.
Wow.
We are reading things in here right now that dealt with the children of Israel back then and are dealing with the children of Israel right now.
Right.
But our people, we don't read this stuff.
Right.
Esau, they throw out reports all the time. They share this information back and forth to see that how they can continue to subdue us
right.
with the information that's been in our face the whole time.
Right. Since the 1700s.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
My bad.
All right. Let's get the article again, that past one that we had did last week. The money may be – you just clicked on the last tab. Read that for me.
Money may be motivating doctors to do more C-sections.
It's been back in 2013, read. Mm-hmm.
Obstetricians perform more cesarean sections when there are financial incentives to do so, according to a new study that explores links between economic incentives and medical decision-making during childbirth. About 1 in 3 babies born today is delivered via C-section, compared to 1 in 5 babies delivered via the surgical procedure in 1996. During the same time period, the annual medical cost of childbirth in the U.S. has grown by $3 billion annually. There are significant variations in the rate of cesarean deliveries in different parts of the country. In Louisiana, for example, the C-section rate is nearly twice as high as in Alaska. Obstetricians in many medical settings are paid more for cesareans, like you said. In a new working paper published by the National Bureau of Economic Research, healthcare economists Aaron Johnson and M. Marit Rahavi recalculated that doctors might make a few hundred dollars more for a C-section compared to a vaginal delivery.
I'm sorry. Can we read this? Can you scroll back down a little bit? Okay. Right here, it says about 1 in 3 babies born today is delivered via C-section compared to 1 in 5
mm-hmm.
back in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, this is from 2013. So from 1996, 97 to 2013, the annual medical cost of childbirth in the U.S. has grown by $3 billion a year. That is a booming business.
Yes, it is.
And that's just in childbirth.
Right. That ain't including nothing else.
Nothing else.
Damn.
Go back down real quick to the last paragraph.
Okay.
The last sentence.
In some ways?
Aaron Johnson and the M.
Okay, okay. Okay. Doctors might have made a few hundred more for cesarean sections compared to the a vaginal delivery, and a hospital might make a few thousand dollars more.
Hey, you remember, when people used to become doctors, they always want to say they want to help people, right? They always want to help them deliver babies or whatever the case may be, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's always helping, right? But eventually, after some time, a while, you know, that feeling grows away, and then something else starts to splurge up the lust in them, like that James 1, where money is the root of all evil. That's what's happening.
Kind of like when a cop come in, they good at first, and they following all the rules, but then they start busting people, and they seeing all this money, then they get crooked. It starts to,
Same thing. Keep reading.
Johnson and Rahavi decided to explore the reasons for the increased number of surgical childbirth procedures via an unusual tact. They hypothesized that obstetricians would be less likely to be swayed by financial incentives when patients themselves had significant medical expertise and knowledge. By contrast, the researchers figured such incentives might play a larger role in medical decision-making when patients knew very little.
So, you know what this? What I see right here, I see this as a marketing tactic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure.
Right? So, I'm trying to sell you something.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I have to do? I have to have, first off, I attack your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
If that don't work, I try to appeal to your more logical side or your more analytical side.
Right.
And then between the pulling on your heartstrings, showing you logical and analytical data,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in there, I'm going to get you, because my whole thing is to make that dollar.
You just explained the Christian pastor.
There it is.
That was Job 11:6 right there.
Hey, my God.
Can you give me James 1:14 real quick?
Yes, sir.
James 1:14. Picking back off of what Officer King Ruvain had just stated, right?
Let me back.
James 1:14.
This is the book of James, chapter 1 and verse 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust.
So when lust, you have a lust, right? Somebody might need certain kinds of items, material items or money, right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. So when that lust comes, it draws you away from what you originally wanted to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you, the path that you know that you're supposed to be making, right? That mm-hmm. path you're supposed to be walking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And enticed.
Mm-hmm.
Then when lust...
So after that lust comes, you're enticed by it, right?
Right.
Read.
Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin.
So once that lust is there, you already let it draw you away. Guess what? It bringeth forth sin.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
So you see that. You see where the sin is lying at. The not dealing of rightly with your brother or your sister, right? Your neighbor, right? Things like that, especially with the C-section. You got your own people doing it against your own people, right? You have that, hey, so there's a lot of wickedness going on, especially in these hospitals.
Yeah, it is.
Straight up.
And not understanding what you're really doing to the nation as well.
Right.
Because remember when they was talking about in the article about, well, it deters them or it's like violent or whatever,
mm-hmm.
when it was going over on the Facebook post. Think about it, what it does. And you made the point of it being to your own people. If you do it, let's say I'm a doctor, right? I'm a Jake doctor, and I'm trying to perform a C-section on another Jake. What am I doing? I'm slowing the saviors.
Yes.
Right.
That's what I'm doing. I'm deterring. I'm really deterring that for myself.
Right.
Right.
Taking away from
for a few
$100.
Like I said, and they bring forth that sin like the officers
mm-hmm.
are out. So.
Right.
Yeah, man.
And you compare that back to the Exodus. How our midwives are doing right now. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's horrible how far we have fallen, right?
And, you know, that's the thing, too. Can we get Hosea real quick? Watch this. We really have to start arming ourselves with knowledge. Because we can pull ourselves out. That's what I want.
Yep.
Come on.
This is the book of Hosea, chapter 4 and verse 6.
Real?
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
God said his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We read that in Judith 5. It said, look, let us consider if there be sin found in them, this will be their ruin, and we can overcome them. Come on.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge,
uh-huh.
I will also reject thee.
Right. So, you know, especially like when you read those statistics of the Brazil and what was the other one? The DR having the highest rates of cesarean section. We know right now our people are under all kind of debauchery down there, right?
Man.
They under all kind of sin and iniquity, and what's the word I'm looking for? That motivates the act of the cesarean sections and things of that nature. Mm. Come on.
I will also reject thee.
Read.
That thou shalt be no priest to me,
mm-hmm.
seeing that thou hast forgotten the law mm-hmm. of thy God.
Come on.
I will also forget thy children.
Right. So God is forgetting his children through these cesarean sections and things like that as a whole. So I wanted to bring this out because it says we're destroyed for lack of knowledge. So we need to start having more midwives and more doulas in our nation.
Titus 2 needs to come on back.
Yeah, we need more sisters to start stepping up, ones that are keeping God's commandments, so we can bring back the saviors. That's it.
Right. You have something?
I was going to let me get Sirach 5 and 15 real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get Sirach 5 and 15. No, because what you were saying was heavy, and also Officer Zerah, man, we got to start to come back to a lot of this stuff. And I know that officers bringing out the reject knowledge and the laws and all that stuff, right? We got to remember that the scriptures are inspired by God. So when we read about those scriptures in Exodus chapter 1 about the birthing school,
yeah.
that's also inspired by the Most High God. That's
right.
That's how we got to come back to what Romans 15 and 4 says. It
right.
says the things aforetime was written for our
learning,
right?
That's right.
So read this right here.
This is the book of Sirach. Chapter 5 and verse 15. Be not ignorant of anything.
So the Bible says don't be ignorant of anything, right? You should know when you giving birth, you should know what a C-section is. You
mm-hmm.
should know the difference between a vaginal delivery, right? You should
epidurals,
and all these things. You should know that. When you are about to have a baby, you as a sister or you as the head of those households, you should be researching these things.
Right. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't they?
Right.
We got this, the information age.
Right.
Information. The answer to everything, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Jeez, you rang.
Right. You should be always looking into this stuff, because we got enemies and we got a nation that's come against us, that does crafty counsel against us. They shoot in at the perfect and secret,
right?
With
right.
a perpetual hatred,
right? Mm-hmm. And he's been, and you gotta understand that serpent has been doing that since the beginning
right.
against
right.
the woman,
right?
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 So we can't be ignorant in these things, man. Right? We cannot be ignorant. So let's not take this class or on this topic on what the officer's bringing out. It's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we might take this and just put it in our back pocket. Well, it's not dealing with me right now, but
right.
it could be dealing with you.
Right.
Later
on.
Because
mm-hmm.
family is always going to Israel.
Yeah.
Right.
Brothers and sisters is always
generating.
Yep. And remember, we being fruitful and multiplying, all this stuff, right?
Right.
So we got to make sure we take these things serious, right? So don't be ignorant in anything, read.
In a great matter or a small.
So this is actually
the
a great matter.
That's
right.
Right. Yeah.
Because who would have thought, you hear this as probably even a single brother, you'd be like, C-sections, that don't pertain to me.
Not
but
right
eventually,
now.
Not right now, you
right.
might get married.
Right.
So
right.
it may pertain to you, brother. Right?
DC is
they're
true.
They're trying to get any kind of box anywhere. So
right.
Damn. Oh, my God.
Rig it out, officer.
Hey, give me Deuteronomy 32 and 7 real quick.
Hey, Officer Zerah,
yes,
if
sir.
I can real quick, too. Just Officer Nehemiah's point with, you know, being not ignorant. A lot of times when other nations, when they go into something or they get a service done, they have already done their research.
Right.
Right.
In the event they need to ask questions. We don't do that. We just show up, say, hey, here's some money. Here's the money. Get it done. Like, no, you got to have some dialogue, some follow-up, some research. It's just like going into an interview. You're not just going to go into the interview and they ask you at the end, you got any questions? You'd be like, nah,
right.
that's ignorant.
Right.
That's because you trust your enemy.
Right.
You
right.
You're
safe.
To.
His words are smoother than butter, you feel safe.
Right,
right.
That's Jesus in the
not,
wood.
Right, not my Jesus.
Jesus would never do this to me.
Jesus! Love you, God. Jesus Christ! We love you, God!
Go ahead, Officer.
Read that for me.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32 and verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations.
So guess what? That's what it's telling us. Moses had told the children of Israel, remember the days of old and consider the years of many generations. Consider the history, what your forefathers had did, what they didn't do, right? We got to consider those things and remember. Don't forget about what had happened in the past, right?
Ask thy father and he will show thee.
Ask. Ask, ask, ask. Mm-hmm. Ask thy father and he will show thee. Read.
Thy elders and they will tell thee.
Ask questions. Ask questions. Research. Like what y'all been harping on. Ask questions. And guess what? The answer is going to be given to you. Just ask those questions. A lot of people don't like to ask questions, right? A lot of people like to avoid certain people thinking, oh, they don't know nothing. Don't get in my business. Things like that. Right. Ask questions. Ask questions, especially when you get into something new. Who doesn't ask questions, right? There's a saying when I first came into truth, right? It was like the worst form of ignorance is denying something you know nothing about, right?
Right.
So if you know nothing about it, how could you really deny something about it? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
it's
the same thing.
Exactly.
Correlate the same thing with it, right? Let's see. Let's keep reading the article.
Okay. Where was I at? In some ways?
Yeah.
In some ways, this is
analogous
to what happens when people take their cars to mechanics. People who are knowledgeable about cars are likely to push back against unnecessary repair, whereas those who don't know much about cars are less likely to take the issue with the mechanic's advice.
Right.
We just brought this up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's...
Yeah.
$300 $300 for airfield.
So when you haven't done your proper research on C-sections, you're just going to listen to whatever they tell you because their words are smoother than butter and they're about that pocket. But as soon as you start asking the right questions, they're going to be like, whoa.
Right.
He knows some shit.
Hey, man, the doggone hospitals charge for the baby to get the skin to skin. What?
What?
Hospitals charge for that.
What you mean? For you to hold your
back.
Wait a minute. Push. Wait.
Yes.
Wait. That's like charging you for your own nose hair.
Bruh. Wait. You breathing right now, bro. You owe me 20 cents a month.
With my son.
Bro. That's how you know it's all about money, bro.
Damn. Go ahead, G's.
You trying to do a part three, bro.
Damn. That brother hit us with the skin to skin. Go ahead, D.
That's real, bro. When my son was born, that was like a $400 charge. Just for skin to skin.
Stop playing.
Stop. Get some help.
Bro, I looked at the bill.
Hey, so brothers, next time we all have a baby come, you tell your wife that she ain't touching that baby.
How about we get more home birth going on? Because we got some communities right now. They don't do the hospital.
Right.
They don't do it. They in the pool with the soup and all of that.
That's right. That's
and I'm talking about many babies.
Bring it out,
You had anything else, Othniel?
No. That was it. I was just backing you up on that because that's true.
Yeah.
When I looked at the bill, I was like, what the hell?
Skin is that shit.
Wait a minute,
crazy, bro.
Look.
Skin after C-section.
39, 35.
Wow.
Now, he said it was 400.
And that's after the C-section.
400?
Nah, bro, this is old, bro.
Yeah, that's
old.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
No, yeah, because it is low, bro. It says current. Yeah, that's not, yeah.
Hell
no,
I ain't 1600 down no baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, go back.
It costs $5,000 for an ambulance.
Right.
For the ambulance.
This is an ambulance ride.
So you see the pricing, right? The pricing to deliver a baby, right? It's over, it's well over $5,000, right? Compared to the doulas that you can probably they probably charge you maybe two or three. I don't know how much they charge. Let's say if they charge $2,000, right, or $1,000, right, or it's cheaper than going to a hospital, right? Ain't no doula gonna charge you for skin to skin.
Doulas
and that's why,
skin to skin.
That's crazy, man.
That's why they're trying to outlaw midwifery in most states.
Yeah,
they're trying to get rid of it.
Well, yeah, how the doulas post it? Post your prices.
Yeah,
post
your price. Yeah, post them price. Skin to skin, like I'm trying to grab my brain back right now. Skin,
how are you
getting charged to touch your own baby?
No,
you want to
give the baby a hug.
So are they trying to say that the baby is the property of the hospital,
right,
until they do that proper handoff?
Yeah,
what
right
are you talking about?
Right.
Skin to skin.
Yeah,
hey,
you know, they don't even say anything about it. Just hand the baby to the parent.
Right. They pull it out of the hand. You know what I mean?
I know, right?
You ain't had a baby in a long time, though.
Stop.
Wait. Am I getting charged for the skin to skin? Hold on. Wait a minute. Back away
from the baby.
From the baby.
You're trying to hand you the baby. Hey,
whoa.
Put the damn baby on the table.
Put the pop it right there, and then I'll pick it up. Damn.
Hand off.
That's crazy, man.
Hey, you can play if it's a video.
Charged thousands for skin to skin. He looked like Tyrone Bigum.
He looked like he finna
like
go down.
It's Tyrone.
Look at wait. Wait. Let me read it.
How do they charge me for weighing my daughter on my own chest? Hospital charges couple $4,000 for skin to skin contact with their newborn baby.
Crazy.
I can't believe this.
Ain't no way.
And it'd be us. It'd be us that they charge too. Mm-hmm.
Look at the date.
November 17th, 2020.
Yo, this was last year.
Wait. Go back down to the third paragraph. She listed part of the breakdown in the video.
The epidural was $17,253.
Whoa!
The hospital room was $3,675, and the food cost $176.74.
For hospital food?
Fuck the epidural, bro.
The epidural is 17 bands?
I could buy a couple cars with that.
What are you talking? Yo,
hey,
stop.
Hey, ain't no sin in the epidural, but hey, my wife, over the first two, she had it, and then the second two, she didn't. 17,000? I could do a lot with 17,000.
Hey,
sheesh, bro.
Officer Richard, I just told me, he said those prices aren't regulated. They can charge whatever they want.
Wow. Wait, let me finish this out. Jenny also said the skin-to-skin contact with her daughter was free, but that wasn't the case for her husband, and they were charged $4,000.
Stop.
This is insane.
Wait a minute. Wait. The father couldn't even put skin-to-skin on his own baby?
But in a couple hours later, they are the doctors going.
They hit him for four bands. You the pappy? Oh,
if I see it, give my check.
Oh, damn,
bands, bro.
So he can't even. So they trying to. He can't even come in the room.
Nah, I'm gonna give a baby a hug when the doctor leave the room.
Wow, you gonna have to.
Damn, shalom. Let me give my air shalom or something. Damn.
Go stand by the door. Go stand by the door and see if he's coming.
See you later, nigga.
Damn.
Hey, bro. Hey, so we ain't got enough time, but hey, sisters, man, and brothers, make sure y'all hearken to what we bringing out for sure, man. We need more doulas. Hey, we got to stop going to these hospitals for sure.
Straight up.
And if you got medical conditions, consult with your doctor as well. No medical advice is right. You know, the disclaimer, whatever.
Yeah. We're not medical professionals. Right. We're just the brothers that love you.
Yeah, no.
This is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, there you go.
All praises Israel. Shalom, O sign Christ.
Shalom. Happy Sabbath.
Shalom.
Shalom.
It's for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
It's for the Northern Kingdom, Bibararasa.
We one nation, one nation.
It's for the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
It's for the Northern Kingdom, Bibararasa.
We one nation, one nation.